Set the party season off right this summer with Bruno Mars's new album, 24 Karat Magic.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks of your next favorite artists. On air, online and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London
Live.
From the world famous rooftop with Robbie Williams.
What a night to be alive. We are here on the world famous rooftop where Robbie Williams, my childhood and, you know, my current crush, is about to take the stage to perform for a very select group of very, very lucky people. We're going to have him on air for a chat in 10 minutes' time. Can't wait to sit down with Robbie, but that's not the only exciting thing that's happened in the world of music today. The American Music Awards happened and Artist of the Year went to one Ariana Grande. So we thought, hey, if she wins Artist of the Year, she's the lady that's got to kick off the show. This is her live performance of the track that helped get her there alongside Nicki Minaj. Live from the American Music Awards, this is Artist of the Year, Ariana Grande with Side to Side. You're on Ash London Live.
On air
now. Ash London Live.
I got Robbie Williams here with me, fresh off the world famous rooftop. Mate, the new album, The Heavy Entertainment Show. I got to say, one of my favorite tracks is called Mother. I listened to it expecting one thing and got quite a surprise.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's really beautiful. It's this, for me, the thing I got out of it is the idea of when you get old and you realize that your parents are imperfect and you're imperfect and the people that you thought could fix all your problems and all that.
Yeah.
So are you, and that is actually a beautifully okay thing.
Yeah, the song Mother written for my two-year-old son, Charlton Valentine Williams. It's a humorous way of exploring something really serious. There is a heartbreaking sentiment in there too, but, you know, the majority of the song is your uncle sells drugs, your grandma is a fluffer, your granddad's in the gutter, your mother is a nutter, your mother is a nutter, we are bad mother we are bad mother. Yeah, come in and close the door. I think it's time you knew the score, why you feel weird. And it's a humorous look at something very serious, which is the mental illness that runs through both sides of his family, his mum's side and our side. You know, I wrote a song about my daughter called Go Gentle. And it's all very, I will protect you. And if you go on a date, I'll bludgeon him with a teacup and smash him in his face. And my son deserved a different kind of song. And I thought, well, what would I have liked to have been called when I was 12, 13? I would like to think that I'm a bad mother. And that's what all the stuff, the ingredients that's gone into making his mum and making his dad has made us, we're bad mother. You know, we're tough people. Yeah. We've been through a lot, survived a lot.
It's a really, really cool album. I love what you've called it, because when I think of Britney Spears, I think of the Baby One More Time music video. You know, when I think of Rihanna, I think of being in a club. When I think of Robbie Williams, I imagine you on a stage. You've just had 5 minutes of banter. You've got a cheeky smile on your face and you break out into song and everyone in the audience is blushing or going, I can't believe he said that, and then singing along to a song they've loved for 10 years. You're an entertainer.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's my job. It's what it says on the passport. Yeah. Before it says songwriter, before it says singer, it says entertainer, which reminds me of like something that I did in Australia the last time I was here, which was really embarrassing but kind of great at the same time. I was on stage and I was singing a song, and then I knew that the next song I dedicate to somebody in the audience. And while I was singing this song before that finished, this internal dialogue going on, and I was like, well, you could dedicate it to that girl over there. She's been really great all the way through the show. She's been, you know, enthusiastic and excited, and she looks at you adoringly. Maybe I could do that. And I'm like, oh, maybe I could do, I'll dedicate it to this girl down here because she's got these specs on and this haircut and the dress, and I've got a joke first. I'll do that. So the song finishes and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, there's a beautiful woman in the audience here tonight. And the girl's like, oh, me. And I was like, you've got this great look going on, the spectacles and the hair. You've got the secretary look, which I personally adore.
Big fan of,
which reminds me that I've got to clear my browsing history on my computer later on, right? So I'm doing all of this.
Stop, and, Robbie.
No, no. And then I said to her, and I said, how old are you? And she said, 15. Did you see that in the news?
Yeah, I read that in the news. Yeah, I think most of Australia saw that.
Yeah, she looked older than that.
How can you tell these days?
How can you tell
these days?
But it's like funny and not funny.
Go with funny. Just make sure your daughter wears bloody, like, I don't know, Mickey Mouse tracksuits until she turns 18.
Yeah, a One Direction t-shirt, something that indicates that this is not legal.
And then you'll be following around with the smash teacup ready to bludgeon people in the face.
That's right.
And more with Robbie Williams next. You are on Ash London Live, and we're coming to you live from the world famous rooftop.
Ash London Live.
Mate, the album's just gone to number one over in the UK. 12th time for you that you've been sitting pretty on top of the charts. Do you know now when you put something out there that it's going to be a hit, or is it still a surprise?
It's a relief more than anything. Because there's been a level of success that kind of... I'm brittle, I'm sensitive, I've got an ego. I've got to the top of the mountain, I'd like to stay at the top of the mountain. And it seems to be like the only defense that I've had against the world and hate that comes your way. It's like, well, I'm having a number one album. And then, so you sort of, it becomes your safety, you know. And then you could like, don't take that away, because then I'll be naked and vulnerable. So more than a celebration, it's a relief that it's happened again, and it keeps happening. But I've worked very hard. I'm a very hard worker. I put a lot of time and heart into this record, and the same with promo and the interviews and the TVs and the different countries. I work hard, and it's a relief that it happened again.
Robbie Williams, thanks for hanging out. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, a pleasure. Thank you.
Ash London Live, baby.
Cool. In studio with me now, we are very excited to have Miss Dami Im chilling like a villain. What's up?
Hello.
Nice and chill today, which I like, because usually you are side dressed up, and I was thinking, oh, I've got Birkenstocks on, and Dami's going to come in looking so fancy.
Oh, you know.
But you're keeping it street chic, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't dress like that anymore. I just keep it really casual and kind of more comfortable, but street and urban.
I love that. I think that's a really important thing to do, because I think when you're new at this, you think, oh, I have to play a certain part, look a certain way. But how good does it feel to go, nah, I'm just going to be myself?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's good to wear something that you'd actually wear every day, you know?
Exactly.
You wouldn't walk on the street wearing like, all these wings and whatever.
But you can pull it off, though. Like, certainly in your music videos and your live performances.
If I need to, I'll do it.
I respect that. The single is called Fighting for Love, and you're wearing like a bomber jacket meets kimono. Like, you could be some sort of a street ninja.
No, I like the big sleeves. You can kind of like...
That'd be good for smuggling something into the movies.
Yeah.
If you want candy bar chips,
a bottle of Coke.
Yeah, it's like burger.
Because who can afford candy bar food? Not me. I'll have a drink and some popcorn. $38, please. You're like, what? Right? And tickets now are $22 to see a movie.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
It's ridiculous. An absolute ripoff, but I'm getting off topic. Fighting for Love. Have you ever actually been in a fight? I'm talking a physical fight.
Oh,
I'd pay money to see Dami and hit another
one. Oh, my gosh. I haven't. Like, I'd be so unco if I got in a fight. It would just look so lame. Yeah. So I'd just stay out of it.
You'd be like slapping and pulling hair, like that embarrassing girl fighting.
Yeah, and then probably like being like pushed to the corner and like just like protecting myself in the corner and my self-defense. No, not a good look.
I saw on Twitter that someone made a Dami Im Barbie doll. A Dami doll. It doesn't get better than that, I don't think.
So I was doing my show. So I'm touring Australia every weekend since July. And one of the shows in Campbelltown or something, one in New South Wales. After I've sung all the songs, I finished singing the Eurovision song. Someone chucked something on stage, and I was like, "Whoa!" Immediately, I was like, "Whoa!" And yeah, but then I was like, "Oh, what's this?" And I looked closely, and it was exact replica of me on the Eurovision stage, because I was sitting on the box, wearing this white dress with
beautiful
these hand jewelry, and it had that hand jewelry. Pretty impressed.
How do you tour every weekend? I'd be so stressed out. Is that like lots of flying, lots of traveling?
Yeah, lots of flying and driving, because we've been doing regionals as well. Like, we went to Wagga. Actually, like, some of the best shows are in those smaller towns. Yeah. Wagga, like Marimbula.
Love Marimbula as
Dubbo,
well.
They were really, really great shows because the audience, I think they just really appreciate you for
totally.
Coming over. And
yeah.
So it's been really, really rewarding.
We're going to play this song now. It's going out to all of our friends in Marimbula, in Wagga Wagga, in Dubbo, all over Australia. Darmium, thanks for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Ash. You're awesome.
Let's get it on the air now. This is Fighting for Love, Darmium on Ash London Live.
Set the party season off right this summer with Bruno Mars's new album, 24 Karat Magic.